Friends, now we'll focus on something different, which is not exactly forming the part of foreign exchange, but it is a foreign exchange products only we are going to see. No doubt, these are foreign exchange related products only. Only thing is that there is accounting and all other things we are not going to discuss. Okay. Here only we will understand what are the products under the foreign exchange. Foreign exchange means dealing, treasury room, etc. In that, what are those products which makes the benefit to the dealing or dealing strategy. So our objective under the foreign exchange products is to understand need and the rationale behind development of the foreign exchange product. Why the products are developed in foreign exchange? When you are dealing with a currency, what are the different products you are developing? So understand that. Then these products, when you decide, then its structure, mechanism and application and debt to equity swaps. Okay. Now, describe how forward rate agreements are functioning. Analyze how caps, floors and collars. These are typical terms used by the dealers while undertaking the deals. Okay. And how they are used in LIBOR or SOFR volatility. Then evaluation mechanism as well as identifying the emerging trends. Our presentation will focus on first to understand debt equity swaps, then benefit to the selling bank, benefit to investor, that is buying counterparty, then benefit to host country, for example, Brazil, okay, because we are quoting example of Brazil. Then limitation and challenges, that is debt to equity swaps, then forward rate agreement, FRA, and caps, floors and collars, and additional foreign exchange products. You know, today 95% of the foreign exchange transactions are non-trade related, and only 5% are trade related with a speculative motive. This 95% is with a speculative motive and investment strategy guiding the majority of the currency flow. Resulting, what it happens that exchange rates have become highly volatile, which becomes sensitive to changes in the market sentiment and interest rate differential, then geopolitical development and also macroeconomic indicators. Now, deregulation in the capital market, liberalization of the current and capital account in response to the environment and changes in respect of the environment and the structured financial instruments, collectively termed as foreign exchange products or derivative instruments, they have emerged to provide both protection and opportunity. So now you understand why the products are there. In foreign exchange, there are products and derivative instrument that has been emerged because of this reason, because it's structured financial instrument. Okay. And these products allow the market participants to hedge their unfavorable currency and interest rate movement, speculate on anticipated market changes and arbitrage between different markets and instruments. Okay. Now, this chapter, we are trying to explore three important categories of the product. Number one, DES. DES, nothing but debt to equity swaps. Number two, forward rate agreement, FRA. And number three, caps and collars. Now, in short, what is debt to equity swaps? It is nothing but it plays a very important role in revolving the sovereign debt crisis in emerging market. And in forward rate agreement, this allows locking in interest rate on notional funds and managing the interest rate exposure. Whereas in caps and collars, they provide flexible structure to manage the cost and risk associated with floating interest rate borrowing. Now, first product we will see, that is debt to equity swaps. Now, DES, this is a financial arrangement. Debt to equity swap is a financial arrangement wherein lender or investor holding the foreign currency denominated debt convert it into equity stake in a domestic enterprises or project in a debtor country. Okay. These instruments, DES instruments, gained the prominence in 1990 or 1990 mechanism to resolve the sovereign debt crisis, particularly in Latin America, Africa, and parts of Asia. The debt to equity swap serves both financial restructuring and the foreign direct investment objective. There are creditors. They allow the creditors to, in the DES, debt to equity swap, they allow the creditors to offload the non-performing or distressed debt from their balance sheet. Okay. Then investors, they also allow investors to acquire the local currency for the investment at a favorable exchange rates. And it allows the debtor country to reduce the foreign debt obligation while attracting the investment capital. Now, mechanism of DES swap, how it works, how debt equity swap works. The structure of the typical debt equity swaps involves three key parties. There are three parties. One is a creditor, that is international bank. The investor, usually it is a foreign entity or a multinational corporate, and the host country, that is central bank or regulatory, host country's bank or regulatory authority. To understand this step-by-step process, let us take an example. A foreign creditor, for example, Bank of Kannur holds the defaulted or liquid sovereign corporate debt from the country so-called Brazil. Bank of Kannur holds defaulted sovereign corporate debt from a country called Brazil. Okay. Now, investor, that is Rosario. Rosario is an investor from Brazil. Invested or interested in investing in Brazil, negotiates to buy this debt at a discounted price, say US$750,000 for the face value of ₹1,000,000. Okay. This investor then redeems US$1,000,000. That is the face value, with the Brazilian government or a central bank who is receiving the local currency. For example, 50 million Caesars, okay, for approved investment project. Now, the government extinguishes the foreign liability and gain the capital inflow into its domestic economy. Illustration, let us assume Bank Kunur holds the Brazilian debt of US$1,000,000. Rosario is a potential investor purchaser. This debt at 25% discount, that is 750, as discussed, as mentioned in earlier slide. The official exchange rate of USD, $1 is equal to 50 CZR. Then Brazilian government redeems full USD 1 million debt into local currency called, say, 50 million ZARs. Okay. Effective exchange rate here will be when it receives the 50 million for USD 750, the effective rate will be 66.67 per USD. There will be gain of 33.33% over the official rate. Thus, the Rosario benefits from improved exchange rate while the Brazilian government retires its foreign liability and attracts the investment. Now, benefit of debt equity swaps. What are the benefits of the debt equity swap? For the selling bank, what is the benefit? There is a recovery of liquidity, there is a balance sheet optimization, and there is a market signaling, right? For investor, there will be preferred exchange rate, there will be low entity cost, and there will be strategic market access. And for the host country, that is, for example, in this quoted example, it's Brazil. The debt reduction, external liabilities are extinguished. That is the debt reduction. Then capital formation, investors, local expenditure boosts the capital formation. And finally, the microeconomic impact consists of encouraging the job creation, tax revenue, and infrastructure development through the multiplier effect. So, there are certain limitations and challenges also for debt equity swaps. What are the limitations? Limitations are inflationary risk, limited investor appetite, regulatory complexity, and moral hazard, as well as the debt concentration. Its explanation, how it is, how the limitations are there, that is already explained here. You may please go through this. Now, benefit to the selling bank. The benefit, first, debt to equity swaps benefit to the selling bank consist of recovery of value from distressed assets is a major benefit. So DES offers, debt equity swap offers the creditor bank an opportunity to recover some portion of the value from non-performing or impaired debt assets. In many cases, these instruments have been trading at deep discount in the secondary market. And by selling the debt to the foreign investor, the bank can very well monetize and otherwise a stagnant asset. Okay? Now, improved balance sheet quality. The capital adequacy ratio will be improved, asset quality will be improved, regulatory compliance will be performed. These are the improved balance sheet quality due to DES. Then enhanced liquidity. In situation where the creditor bank is experiencing the liquidity stress, selling the debt, even at the discount, can provide a cash flow relief and improve the short-term liquidity. Then comes the strategic risk management. DES allows the bank to exit from the high risk exposure with limited future liability, especially in the context of the political and macroeconomic instability in the debtor's country. Existing through the DES transaction represents the proactive credit and risk management. Regulatory and accounting relief. In many jurisdictions, their regulators allow the favorable treatment for resolving their NPAs, non-performing assets. A successful debt equity swap transaction, DES transaction, may reduce the need of provisioning the write-off, allow the reclassification of the assets from lost to sold, and improve the return on assets, that is ROA, and earning ratio in subsequent reporting periods. There will be a positive market signaling by participating in innovating resolution or strategic like DS, and the bank signals to investors, analysts, and rating agencies that it is actively managing its portfolio. This could lead to improved credit rating, better investor confidence, and enhanced ability to raise the capital. Then there will be an opportunity to develop an investment banking capabilities. Okay, then illustrative example for this is given here. You may please go through it. Benefit to the investor, buying counterparty. Now, investors, including the multinational corporates, MNCs, private equity firms, sovereign wealth funds, and hedge funds, which are engaged in the debt to equity swaps, that is DES, as a strategic mechanism for enter into market or acquire the undervalued assets at discount. These transactions offer multiple economic strategy and operational benefits, especially in the emerging and distressed market. Benefits, one is the acquisition of the local asset at discount price. Under DES, assets can be acquired at the discount price. That this will be the primary advantage. Second is a favorable foreign exchange conversion rates. Government or central bank that administers the debt equity swaps program, they often allow investor to convert the hard currency debt into the local currency at the preferential exchange rate to provide the foreign exchange guarantee. Third benefit is strategic entry into the restricted and emerging market to establish a presence in the strategic sector, then to participate in privatization program and to acquire the stake in the joint venture with local partner. There will be enhanced return on investment. The deeply discounted entry point, which is combining with the preferential regulatory treatment and the future capital appreciation, enables the high risk adjusted returns. Many MNCs and the private equities place this structure particularly attractive during the period of economic recovery in host country. Now, negotiation, another benefit is a negotiation leverage with the host government. They will negotiate on tax holidays, custom exemption, accelerated approvals, protection from the future currency, inconvertibility or remittance restriction, etc. Next benefit is alignment with the corporate social responsibility, that is CSR, or impact investing. DES structures, especially those tied to infrastructure, agriculture, healthcare, education, often align with the investor, that is CSR objective, to impart the investing mandate. Several multilateral organizations support DES scheme that promotes the sustainable development. Another benefit is a portfolio disinvestment and geographical spread. Portfolio diversification and geographical spread. Institutional investor, especially the fund operators, there will be an opportunity to diversify the geographic and structural exposure, enter into cyclical and high-risk return economy, and hedge against the volatility development market. Regulatory and tax arbitrage benefit is always there in the DES. In some of the jurisdiction, like there will be, they may offer a tax deferral, then amortization entry for the cost benefit, or they may access to the bilateral investment treaties or double taxation avoidance agreement. Illustrative example is his gear. You may please go through it. Now let us understand benefits to the host country under the example which we have quoted earlier. For example, for the host country, typically the sovereign debt facing debt overhang, the foreign exchange shortage or economic structuring challenges, debt to equity swaps, that is DES, present an unique opportunity to convert the external liability into productive domestic investment. So countries like Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, and Philippines, they have historically leveraged debt equity swaps program to mitigate their debt crisis while monitoring the development due to reduction in external debts. One of the most direct benefit of DES is to host country is a reduction in its foreign currency denominated debt stock. Second benefit in conservation of the foreign exchange reserve. DES allow the country to avoid actual cash outflow in hard currency. Number three, stimulation of the foreign direct investment, that is FDI. Debt equity swaps becomes a strategic channel to attract the foreign direct investment into the priority sectors such as infrastructure, manufacturing, technology, healthcare, as well as education and privatization and the stakeholder enterprises, right? empower employment generation and the economic growth by channeling the former debt into the real sector or investment. This debt equity swaps contributes to job creation, industrial output and overall GDP growth. It supports to the privatization and structural reform program by way of liberalization and structural reforms. The countries like Brazil and Argentina allowed debt equity swaps investors to purchase the stake in public sector enterprises, thus accelerating the privatization and reducing the fiscal burden on the state. Next benefit will be the development of the capital market. Debt equity swaps transactions increases and they catalyze the capital market deepening, improved corporate governance practices and enhanced regulatory oversight in the host country. Another benefit is enhancement in the sovereign credit profile. This sovereign credit profile, by demonstrating the commitment to resolve the debt responsibility, the countries like Brazil have gained the access to the new funding, improved sovereign credit rating and lowering the cost of future borrowing, strengthen the bilateral and multilateral relations with other countries. By doing so, the countries implementing the debt equity swaps under the IMF and World Bank supervision, they can have the access to the concessional lending program, strengthening the trade investment treaties and building credibility in international negotiation. The case here given is the Brazil's debt to equity swaps experience during the period 1980 to 1980. Please read this case and then understand yourself how it is good for debt equity swaps. Okay. Now, limitations and challenges to debt equity swaps. After compelling the mechanism of resolving the sovereign and debt promoting foreign direct investment, the structure is not without the constraints. Both the theoretical and practical deployment of the DS prevails. Several limitations and the risks that must be carefully managed. These challenges span a macroeconomic policy, fiscal management, and corporate governance and investor protection. Now, inflationary pressure and monetary distortion. One of the most cited criticism of debt equity swap is that it may lead to the monetary expansion in host country. Always, when foreign debt is converted into local currency for equity investment, the central bank may have to print money or expand the domestic credit, increasing the monetary base. And if not sterilized, this may result into higher inflation, asset bubble, or distorted exchange rate signal. Potential for asset overvaluation and arbitrage. The conversion process after involve the discount on the debt prices and favorable exchange rates for investor. This can encourage the speculative arbitrage where the investor seeks the quick gain for purchasing of undervalued debt and converting it into overpriced or low productivity assets. Now, inequity and lack of transparency. DES programs may be criticized for favoring the foreign investor over the domestic investors. Access, by giving the access to subsidized exchange rates and tax incentive. And if the government mechanisms are weak, then DES deals can involve non-transparent valuation, corrupt, politically influenced assets transfer. This undermines the public trust and can cause a social and political resistance to privatization and liberalization program. fiscal cost to the host government. Fiscal cost to host government. No doubt, DES reduces the external debt stock. The process can be created, contingent liability or revenue losses. In some cases, the government ends up in absorbing the cost of the poor risk transfer or bailing out the distressed sector after failing the DES project. There will be a risk of the foreign ownership concern. Therefore, this can raise the concern regarding the economic sovereignty, national security, and loss of domestic control over criticized out. If not managed through the regulations, then debt equity swap can lead to excessive foreign control over the strategic industries like telecommunication, banking, energy, and media. Right. Now, more hazards and adverse selection. More hazards will consist of underperformance of swap assets, limited technology transfer, and weak long-term development impact. This DES can create a moral hazard problem if debtor countries come to believe that the debt can be swapped away rather than repaid. Now, limited applicability in development market. It has limited relevance. DES has relatively limited relevance for developed market, where debt markets are more sophisticated and bankruptcy resolution framework are well established. Its uses is therefore in context of the specific and not universally scalable. Then regulatory and institutional capacity constraints. For the successful implementation of DES, country needs robust financial regulation, efficient debt management, clear foreign investment policy, and effective judicial dispute resolution mechanism. Many debt equity swaps are failed from institutional weakness, policy uncertainty, and inconsistency in implementation. Ninth point will be the volatility in investor sentiment. This volatility of the investor sentiment. This may definitely lead into sudden and capital outflow, disinvestment, exchange rate volatility, and loss of policy autonomy. Because many DS participation in private investors and not a long-term strategic partner, their actions are often driven by the market sentiment, global interest rates, and geopolitical shifts.